We left off yesterday on the Brisa, Tzadik Dalon Amaral Hamatka Karmel Hishkin Laboyker Vitzoroi, popular Brisa. They give you on the side another five Marmakaimus and Shas, where this Brisa appears, that the Yerushalmi comments on the Mishnayos that in order that Hegdish should pater from Chumas and Maisris, the two moments of Chiyav that are crucial. The moment of Havo Ashlish, that's called Shas Chayvasa, Ptur Hoysa. If it's Hegdish at the time that that you have Havo Ashlish, and then if it's Hegdish at the time of the Miruah. If it was Hegdish in between, that doesn't pater. But if it's Hefker in between, so it does pater. That's the din of the Brisa. Mafke Karma, Vishmal Bokev Tzoroi, he's Mafke the Kerem just overnight, and in the morning he takes it back. So it was he made a Hefke in between. The Havo Ashlish didn't occur overnight. The Havo Ashlish took place a month and a half ago. And the Biruch is going to take place in another month. If you mafkir it in between, so the Halacha says, Potam and Amais. So that's Taka Shaila, Manish Tana. Learn that from Sukkot. So the Shaila, Manish Tana, Hekdish from Ptur. The Ptur Hekdish from the Ptur of Hefka. Why should there be a difference? I remember many years ago, Rabban Lichtenstein gave a shiur on this topic, which he later on wrote up and published in Hadarom, I remember. So he pointed out that the Mishnah in Maisris, I think, starts off, Kol Dov Shehu Oichol V'Nishma V'Gedula Min Ha'aretz Eschai V'Nchumus HaMaisris. So the Mishnah means to tell you, Kol Dov Shehu Oichol V'Nishma. Nishma means Prat Lehefka. If you mafkir it, then it's Potter. The Hefker is a Ptur, so why does it say it in backwards? It says, if it's Ochel Benishma, you should say, if it's Ochel B'Gedulim in Ha'aretz, it's Chayv and Shumas and Isis, and if it's Hegdish, it's Potter, and if it's Hefker, it's Potter. So you see that Hefker is Potter, you see clearly from the Loshon HaMishnah, it's not the same as Hegdish. Hegdish is Potter, B'Shas Chavasa, Ptur HaHaisa, so the Shas Chavasa are only two, Abo HaShlish and Miruach. Hefker is Potter because the Hefze, there's something wrong with the Hefze. The Hefze has to be Oichel B'Nishma. Once it's in the state of Hefker, so it's not called Nishma. So that halacha applies, you have to have a Sheh Oichel B'Nishma from the beginning to the end, from the first Shas Chayvasoi to the second Shas Chayvasoi. So if it'll be Hefker for a minute in between, it's already no longer called Oichel B'Nishma. Let's say if you would have, it was Roy Lachil, then it became Nifsim Achil, then it became Roy Lachil. Is such a thing were possible? It's impossible. How can it be? It was growing on the ground that had Havo Ashlish, and in between Havo Ashlish and Miruach became Nifsal Me'achir, then became Roy Lachir. It's impossible. So such a thing were to happen, so also it would be Potter from Chumas Mars. It has to be Oichel from the first Shas Chayvosoi to the second Shas Chayvosoi. It has to be Oichel V'Nishma V'Gidula Min Arts. The Ptur Hefker is not because he lacked Bailus. It has to be Bailus Shal Yisrael. No, that's Hegdish is a separate Ptur and Akum is a separate Ptur. There's no Tzarashova. And Hefker is a bigger and a better Ptur. Hefker is a Ptur because it's lacking. Usually ownership doesn't affect the Hefzer. Buy on it, you own it, doesn't make it into a different Hefzer. But here, if it's Hefker, then it's not called Oichel B'Nishma. So that's a special din. By Chumas and Maisris, it has to be Oichel B'Nishma, B'Gedulim and Oretz. So it's Hefker any time in between, it'll also be Potter. That's the Brisa. That's what you see from the Brisa. Hegdish would not be so. Why is the Chayv and Peret and Oilus and Shikha and Peya? Because there, the Mechayv is the Ksira. With respect to Peret and Oilus and Shikha and Peya, you don't say that there are two Shas Chayvasas. The Mechayv is the Ksira. So if the time of Ksira, if it's owned by the Yisrael, so he becomes a Mechayv. To give like a Shikha and Peah and Peret and Ololos and so on. It is a little Taisus Mirchoi Ma'aseh V'Noisen Loi. Taisus writes an interesting Havamina. They reject the wild Havamina. There is a Machlokes HaTanaim with Yesh Breira Ein Breira. So the Machlokes HaTanaim, whether Yesh Breira Ein Breira, is in cases Derais, in cases Derabbanan, fine. So the Machlokes is in a few cases. So the one case of Breira is a person gives a, let's say, a get ala tanai, haret mukureshes mimeni, the day before I die. So the day before he dies, who's going to know Baruch HaKadosh when it's the day before he dies? Unless you have Eliyahu Navi, he's going to tell you, you're going to die tomorrow. So then you know now that he's going to die tomorrow. So today is the day before he dies. But normally Eliyahu Navi doesn't show up. They're not going to know till later that the get was chal yesterday, the day before he died. So that's called Ein Breira. You want the get to be chala. Any kinyan for that matter doesn't have to be a get. I give you a matana. Let's say, when I die, the Yerusha goes to my children, and I want to give it to my... I have 6 daughters and 3 sons, and I don't want my daughters to have tarumas. I want to give an equal share. I want to give an equal share to my daughters as to my sons. So I can't make a kinyan. I'll write a shtar, and I'll give the shtar to someone to be zochel liyad mishlei b'fanav. He'll be kind of the shtar, and the lawyer will put away the document in his files. And the shtar will say, he should be kind on behalf of my daughters the day before I die, an equal share for each one of my 6 daughters equal to the shares that my 3 sons are going to get. So that's not valid. It would have been valid if I would have said, you should be kind of this sort of, that sort of, now. You should be kind of in 5 days. But if I don't say when, I say you should be kind of the day before I die. So that's an issue of Ein Breira. You don't know when it's going to be chal till after the date comes and goes, and then you know retroactively, you know ex post facto, that yesterday was the day before that. So the Gemara in Gittin, the Mishnah in Gittin, the Gemara in Gittin considers that a topic of bravery. So that's one kind of bravery. A person makes a kinyan ala tanai, or a kinyan on the zman, and the zman is any word, that's one issue of bravery. There's another issue of bravery, if you have shutfim shacholku, when they make a chalukas shutfim. Do you just make a chalukah? Until we made the chalukah, everything was on b'shutfis by all of the shutfim. Mikan v'yelech, after you make the chalukah, they all agree to make a chalukah. So whatever I get is mine, whatever you get is yours. Sure, that's it. Because I owned 50% before you owned. I owned 75%, you owned 25%, whatever the case happens to be. So after we make the chalukah and I get my 75%, so I own 75% all along. And then I walk up now with 75%. So the bailus that I had before, instead of being 75%, a vague 75% on all, now it's this is the 75% shot. But you say, no, ein breira. You have to have a das makna. I have to be makna to you, my ownership in the 25% that you're going to walk off with. You have to be makna to me, your ownership, because originally we owned everything all together. So that's another machlokes with the yesh breira ein breira. The Gemara always equates the two, and Tosis points out that in every other mesech, and Tosis points out that it's not necessarily totally zemzeh. It's possible to say yesh breira in one case, ein breira in another case. So you don't necessarily have to hold the same sheet all over. So Tosis here raises a wild havamina, and they say it's just not true. What would you say? The farmer is supposed to be marfish payer, so it's a shutvus between the aniyim and the farmer. The farmer owns how much he's supposed to give for payer, 1/60. So let's say it's a shutvus. So the farmer owns 98.2% of all of his tefuah, and 1.8% of the tefuah belongs to the aniyim. So it's a shutfis, and then when you designate the payer, so then it's you're being mevarer. So if you would have held yesh breira like the tani yesh breira, so you would have the right to say huva adorah mafreya, which is there a chelka hamagia mishavishayno lakach, that the 1.8% that the aniyim are going to get in the end, the payer that they're going to get, it wasn't that everything is considered as if it's betarubis and he has to be makdim to them. So Tosis says that that's not so. It's not that the aniyim already have a shutfis in all of the tefuah that's wrong. Whatever is chayv peyah, they already own a share. Taisa says, I feel the man, the islay breira, even if you hold yesh breira, it wouldn't help over here. You can't say yesh breira, shizeh v'chelka hamagim, mishor yishanu lakach. So when the farmer harvested everything, he did miruach on everything, so he say, and then he sets aside, then he designates 1.8% of everything that he's going to give it to the aniyim as peyah, you're going to say, and the fact that I did miruach on it is not mechayit. No, the Mishnah says that if he did miruach, you are going to, Mishnah Brisa, if he does miruach, he is going to be chayit to be mafresh trumas maises first, and then he'll give to the aniyim. So why don't you say Yesh Breira over here? Why isn't it like a Shutfus? And Tosfos says, no, it's not a Shutfus. Because she calls Mansur Leifish Peyah, Veloy Birra, Oh yeah, Hakol Shalo. Everything belongs to the farmer. There is no such thing as that it's a Shutfus between the farmer, the one who owns the farm, and the Aniyim. That 1/60 of everything already belongs to the Aniyim. Everything belongs to the farmer. He has a mitzvah to give to the Aniyim. That has nothing to do with Breira. If you would have had a Shutfus, then you would make Halukas HaShutfim, so then the Shach to discuss Yesh Breira Ein Breira, Machlekes HaTanan. Here there was no Shutfus. So Tosfos says this Benegiah to Peyah. What would you say Benegiah to Trumas HaMaisris? You would say the same thing. That by Trumas HaMaisris, it's not that 2% already belongs to the Kohanim, and 10% already belongs to Leviim, and another, the next 10% already belongs to the Aniyim. If it's a Maaser Aniyim, this year is a Maaser Aniyim. Year before Shemitah is a Maaser Aniyim. Yeah, so that's a big shaila. That's a big machlokes in Rishon. The Gemara indeed that has an expression. And again, the Dinim the Rabbana, the Gemara has an expression that Tevel is considered as if Truma Psicha Bey, as if Truma is mixed in. Psicha Bey means it's blended in, like Pasuk Maaris Negoyim. You have a red with white paint mixed in together, so it's going to be pink. So that's one of the Maris Nagoyim. It looks as if you mix together two different dyes, two different paints. So Truma Psicha Bey, the word Psicha means blended in. With respect to Adin the Rabbana, the Gemara says, we treat the Tevel as if it's Truma Psicha Bey. Is this only an invention with the Rabbana because that's the way people perceive it? Or is this really Adin Deraisa? So that's really a big Machlokes HaRishonim. Taisa Shita Bekama Mekamis is that the Truma Psicha Bey is an idea deraisa. Whenever you have Tevel, whenever it's Chala Din of Tevel on it, then we treat it as if it already has the Truma Gdoila, the Maisa Rishon, the Maisa Sheni, the Maisa Rani, whatever it happens to be. And then when the farmer is Koreshem, the farmer Shaliach, is Mafris Truma Gdoila, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, is not really creating Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. He's just being Mevara where it is. That's what Tosfos thought was the case by Peyah also. So they said, no, that's not only ridiculous. By Peyah is not so. But Tosfos holds that by Trumas and Maisers it is so. That is, so Tosfos has a discussion in Psachim, of all places. The Gemara sounds like it says that in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Matzah, you need that it should be Shalachem. And you have to eat a Kazayas. So you put one and one together, you have to have the whole Kazayas should be Shalachem. The whole Kazayas has to be Shalachem. So the Gemara talks about a person eats matzah shel tevel, whether he's yotze or not. The Tosfos says matzah shel tevel. You don't have a whole kezayis belonging to you. 2% belongs to the kohen, 10% belongs to the levi, and next 10% belongs to the aniyim. So you have less than 80% of a kezayis. So what is there to discuss? Was the Gemara talking about whether yotze with the tevel? It's not shelachem. So the Tosfos says no. Half maskin. He ate a kezayis and a half. So the kezayis and a half, he had a kezayis that did belong to him. But Tosfos learns kipshuta like that. That really, the Truma Psicha Bey really means it. That the 2% that you're going to turn out to give to the Kohanim already belongs to the Kohanim. And the 10% you're going to give to the Levi already belongs to the Levi. It's just that it's bitarubis. And the Kriya Hashem, when you designate, Hareza Truma, Hareza Maiserishan, you're not creating Truma. You're not creating Maiserishan. It's already there from the moment that it became Tevel. The Truma is already there floating around. You're just being Mevara where it is, like a Chalukas HaShutfim. He's just being mevar where it is. That's a shaila nidore. The din is that if you say a hatfase, you have to make a hatfase b'davar hanodur as opposed to a davar ha'osur. So let's say a person is supposed to go on a diet, not supposed to eat cookies and potato chips and cracker jacks. So he can't control himself, so he takes a neder. If he takes a neder, the potato chips should be osur b'achila like basa b'chala. And the cookies should be osur b'achila like chazer. So the Mishnah says that that's not a good hatfasa. That hatfasa b'davar ha'asar is no good. It's not going to be like chazer. Chazer the Torah made, and here you're making the issa. What you have to say is, the potato chips and the cookies and the popcorn should be asa b'achila like korbanos. Because korbanos, you create the kedushas ha-korbanos. So what if he says, I'm not a kohen. A non-kohen is not permitted to eat truma. So he says the potato chips and the cookies and all the fattening food should be also b'achila like truma. So what's the story with truma? Does the farmer create the kedushas truma, or do you assume the kedushas truma is there floating around? The farmer's just mevarer. which is the truma, which is the chula. So the Mishnah says, if a person says kechala sahara nikitru masai, that the cookies should be asa v'chila like chala, like truma, kechala sahara nikitru masai. That's the loshon Mishnah. So it says loyama v'lakum. That's not a good hatrasa. It's not called the hatrasa v'davar hanodim. So Taisus holds the reason why it's not is because you really don't, that's a davar hasa. You don't create the kedushas truma. You don't create the kedushas chala. Once it became tevel, so it's automatically the truma is there, the truma psicha bein. The same as by the chala. Once it became tevel, the kedushas chala is psicha bein. It's all there. And when the farmer or the balabasta is perishem truma chala, they're not creating the kedushas truma. They're just being mevar where it is. It was floating around all along. So that's the why it's a davar hasa. And others disagree. The Rambam holds not so. The Rambam gives a different explanation why. The Rambam holds when I'm mafresh truma, when I'm mafresh chala, I create the kedushas truma. I create the kedushas chala. So let it be a hatvasa b'davar hanadur. What does it say in the Mishnah in the dorm that it's not a good hatvasa? So it's hatvasa b'davar asr. So the Rambam interpreted the Gemara in the dorm and knows it that the Gemara says, in order to be considered a davar hanadur, it's not enough that you create the Kedusha. You have to be able to volunteer it. So there is such a thing, a Korban Oilo. I can volunteer a Korban Oilo. Shlomim, I can volunteer. A Korban Chatas, how can you volunteer? So the Rambam interpreted the Gemara a little bit, you stand on your head. You can say, Hareini Nazir, if you accept the Naziris, that'll be Mechayiv you later to bring a Chatas Nazir. Since Naziris is Bob Benedovit, the Beneder, you can choose to accept Naziris and not choose to accept it. And the Chiyuv to bring the Karbonis at the end of the Naziris, it's not Stam. Like a guy who is Mechal HaShabbos B'Shoigeg, so the Torah requires of him, you should bring Korban Chatas. No. We consider the Chiyuv Karbonis that the Nazir has to bring at the end as if this was built into his net in Naziris. It's also Gemara's like that. Gemara says if the Nazir delays bringing the Karbanis Nazir, he's Zoyvan Balteacher. Balteacher is usually on things that he accepts upon himself. It's a guy who's Mechal Shabbos B'Shoigeg, and he dilly dallies and he doesn't bring the Karban right away. It's not Zoyvan Balteacher. He's a different thing. You can't say Zoyvan Balteacher. Here the Gemara says the Nazir who postpones bringing the Karbanis on his ears is Zoyvan Balteacher. The other Rai says, well, the Gemara is very clear that the korbanos that the Nazir brings at the end of his man are considered bo benedu nedov. There's a machloikis satanoim, where you can bring those korbanos on a bomas yachid. Bisman had the bomas. He can only bring the dorim and the dovs. The Gemara calls ishkala yashabein the yusharis akrit chay. Yusharis means ishkala yashabein. Whatever is bought by Edom and Adava, you can bring on a Bamas Yachid. If a person, let's say, Erev Pesach, he wants to bring a Korban Pesach. If he can't bring a Korban Pesach on a Bamas Yachid, can't bring a Chatas and an Oshem on a Bamas Yachid, whatever Achoyba is, so it cannot be brought on a Bamas Yachid. Only things that are bought by Edom and Adava. So that's a Machloik the Satanayim. What about the Korbanos on Nozim? Can he bring that on a Bamas Yachid or not? On the one hand, it's considered to a certain extent as Yusharis, because he was Mekabal Dened and Naziris in the first place. On the other hand, he wasn't even thinking about that. Just a Hareini Nazir, then after the Naziris is up, the Torah slaps upon him the Chiyuv. The Halacha considers it, we declare Ki'ilu, this is built into Dened and Naziris. But it's not exactly, he wasn't even thinking about the Karbanos. That's a Machlokes Satana. So the Rambam explains that Mishnah, that Kechala Saran Kitchumasa is not a valid Hatfasa, it's considered Hatfasa B'davar Hasr, it's not Hatfasa B'davar Hanodur. So the Rambam doesn't learn like Taisvis, that when the farmer is Mafresh Truma, the Balabas is Mafresh Chala, she's not creating it. No, the Rambam said, the Rambam holds, there's no such thing as Truma Psichate. That's a Loshana Gemara, it's a Melitza, the Dinam Derabam. On the level of their eyes, that's not true. When the farmer is Kurishem Truma, he creates the Kedusha's Truma. When the Balabasta is Mafresh Chala, she creates the Kedushas Chala. No, so let it be a Dover HaOsur, let it be a Dover HaNodur. So the Rambam interpreted the Gemara, no, in order to be considered Hatfas of a Dover HaNodur, it's not enough that you created the Isser on this thing. It has to be that you created the Isser and you had the ability to volunteer it. And Truma and Chala, you can't volunteer. If it's Tevel, it lends itself to Hafrash's Truma. If the thing is not Tevel, you can't create Truma. So it's not really Bob Ben Edom and Adov. The Rambam explains away every din like that. that in order, the reason why achatos and anoshom is considered, I say, hareza asa b'achilu kechatos, hareza asa b'achilu ke'oshom, so the reason why that's considered a dover another is because sometimes you can't bring, there's achatos nazir and so on. So therefore, all of those karbonos are considered dover another. But truma is not bob in a dog. Anyway, Taisa over here just says that by peah for sure it's not correct. Peah, you don't treat it as a shutfus. Taisa happens to hold in a few mesichtes that by truma a maisvus it is a shutfus. It's very psichabe. And the Rambam says that what Taisa said regarding the peah is even true regarding the truma a maisvus as well. Yeah, they have two understandings of that din also, right? So Tosfos understands it kifishitosam, that we pass him like this hilum atan shalom kemishu hormu, means that it's all there. The chumas and maisons are there. The Rambam has a whole different pshat on it. Abchai Moshe points out in the chumas and achiezer that the Rambam has a totally different pshat. Tosfos learns the pasha pshat. The pasha pshat. Then the Gemara has a problem, halacha lamaisa. How do you paskin over here? So that...
this in the Ramos is valid. Rashi seems to say in the Ramos in that teva that the isser of tevel is because the truma is inside of it. And Tosfos seems to disagree with that.
Tosfos says you can't say that's the reason for the isser tevel because kohanim are permitted to eat truma and they're not permitted to eat tevel. So you can't say that the Yisra Tevel is because, but they agree with Rashi that the Truma is Psichavek. But the reason for the Yisra Tevel are separate Yisra. It's not that it's the same as the Yisra Truma. Right? Then the Gemara has a stir in Psak Halacha about Shmuel. First they quote Amr Rabbi Yirma Shmuel about 10 lines from the bottom. Halacha Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. What did Rabbi Shimon Elazar say? Shimon ben Elazar was the one who made a statement. They didn't know what in the world he was talking about. Klal Omer Rav Shimon Elazar. Kol Shvach Shishbiach HaGazlan, that 13 lines from the top. From a Brisa. Kol Shvach Shishbiach HaGazlan Yodo Al HaYoyinah, Rotzah Noitel. If he wants, he can keep the Shvach. Sounds like he holds that the Shina is Koine. And then he says, or if he wants, he can say, Harei Shalach L'Panecha. He was Harei Shalach L'Panecha, Sastir Menebe. Harei Shalach L'Panecha always goes, if the thing went down a value, so he can stick the Nigzal, give him back the Heshem Sagzela Shagazel and say, sorry buddy, here's your Dover HaGazel, and I'm not going to pay you for the differential. Mora asks, my comma, the statement of Shimon Elazar doesn't read straight. Mora says, no, hachi comma. If Hishbicha, the first effort of Shimon Elazar goes, if Hishbicha, if it went up in value, then the Ganav keeps the extra Shvach, not the Shvacha. Kichesh, if it went down in value, then he can say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha. Why can he say, Harei Shalach Lefanecha? Aye, but if it, he stole that animal, that was a big fat animal, healthy, look at Valdik, and then 20 years later, the animal looks 100 years old, and the whole animal looks and guns and different, it's all skinny and lost weight, and it's ready to die. You can say, Harei Shalach L'Panecha, let it be Shinu Koine. How can you say, Harei Shalach L'Panecha? So it sounds like Rav Shimon Elazar thinks that Shinui is not Koine. So if Shinui is not Koine, why does he say in the first day of so the answer is that's takanim of the rabbanim. You want to encourage him, want to encourage the ganav that he should give it back. So that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. What's the pshat if there was a machlekes? What does Rav Shimon Elazar basically hold? Because that's steer between the reisha and the sefer of Rav Shimon Elazar. And the reisha he says if the geneva was hishbiach, kol shvach hishbiach. The ganav can keep it. So it sounds like Shina is Kainan. And the Sefer he says if it's Kichesh, he can say Reshalach Lefanecha, he can give it back to him. So why don't you say that Shina is Kainan there? So that's the Shaila. How do you meyash of this? So that was, so far we learned that's a machlokes Abai Verovah. So Abai made a Shita over here. Abai said that there are five Tanaim that should have been Kainan, that Shina is not Kainan. So one of the five Tanaim was Rav Shimon ben Elazar. The Gemara was listing off each one of the five. Shimon Elazar Maihi, the Tanya, they quoted the Brisa. So what does he basically hold? The Shinui is not kind of a Haraya from the Sefer, that he says, Harei Shalach L'Panecha. So how does Abaya understand the Reisha? That if Hishbiach, then he can keep the Shvach. Why don't you say he has to give it all back? The answer is that's Takanas HaShov. That's Abai reads it. And Rava said, nah, where do you see a whole, where do you see all the five Tanoim whole? Maybe Bishama is a separate story, Mois Lagavai, maybe there's a different story, that's a different story, each one is a different story. So how did Rava Matra over here? Maybe Rav Shimon Elazar, it was Rava. The Akan Lakam Shimon Elazar, Asamela Bakasha the Hadar, that's why. Really, he holds Shinoi is kind of. And if the behemoth was in Shbichos, and Shinoi Kainah said, the Ganav can keep all the Shvach. I by Hakosha, how can he say he reish halacha fanecha? The answer is that's Hakosha de Hodar. It's a Shina Chazel Abrios. If you feed the animal well, it'll fatten up, so it can revert back to the original state. So maybe that's the chilek of Shimon Elazar between the reish and the sefer. In the reish, it's a Shina Shena Chazel Abrios. In the sefer, it's a Shina Chazel Abrios. So this is the machlek. So Abai Verabah had a reap pshat in Rav Shimon Elazar. Abai read pshat in Rav Shimon Elazar that he holds like one of the other four tanoim. That Shina b'mekayma oimei, and the reason for the ratio why the ganav for Shina is not kaina, why does the ganav have the right to keep the shvach? That's takanas hashav. And Rabbi read it punct the reverse, that the ikir is the ratio that Shina is kaina, and the sefer of Rav Shimon Elazar so Shina is not kaina because that's Hashina. It's an ukimta pshat. Hachmaskina Shina chazal b'riyos. So Gemara says, wait a minute. Abai b'Rabbi a few generations after Shmuel, and there's a problem with Shmuel. Amar Rav Yudam Shmuel. He quotes Shmuel as saying halachik Reb Shimon ben Elazar. So the shad is, what does this mean? So according to Abaye, he just said halacha that Shina is not koine. That Ashmuel passes that Shina is not koine. According to Rava, no, he didn't say Shina is not koine. He said that Shina achaz lebriyas is not koine. So the Gemara fact, Akashami amar Shmuel hachi, is that what Shmuel really holds, that Shina is not koine? They thought the simple pshat like Abaye said the shita. If Shimon Elazar holds Shina is not koine, so Shmuel is pasuk like that. V'amar Shmuel in the first perek, ain shamal eleganav lelegazlan elul in ezikin, and that's based on the principle that Shina koine. That's based on the assumption that Shina koine, so it's astira. So the Gemara said, Bishleim eli rabba damit kamer, Shimon Elazar asam akosha dohado lo kashe, there's no astira. Shmuel pasuk is like Shimon Elazar. Shimon Elazar says, the reish is sometimes Shina koine. The Sefer says sometimes Shina ain't kind of Shina Chazal Abriyasa is not kind. Shina Shina Chazal Abriyasa is kind. Sure. So that's fine. So Shmuel's Memra and Daf Yidalef ain't Shama the Ganach of the Gazlan is because Shina is kind of that's Ain't Chazal Abriyasa. And when he says here Hakosha, you can say Hareish Allah of Vanecha, that's a Shina Chazal Abriyasa. So that's not kind. So that's simple. So if you hold like Rabbi, is no problem. But then the Gemara says, "Ela by the Amikim Kamer Shimon Elazar Makchoshet the Loi Hadar Ka'omar." But Abai denies that. Abai is the one who made the shita. He says there are five Tanoim who think that Shina b'mkayim ayame. One of the five is Reb Shimon Elazar. So if he holds Shina b'mkayim ayame, Shina is not kaina. And Shmuel Paskan is like that. So how can it be? But Shmuel himself says on Daf Yud Aleph in Shomer the Ganach of the Gazlan, he doesn't just have to pay the differential. He's kaina b'shina. He's mechuyif to pay the whole thing. Amazik Shomer l'Hezikin. Amazik is only mechuyif to pay the hefzik. Kama hayoshav alim kabashuk. Before I made the hefzik, I crashed into your car. So I destroyed the whole car. But it's worth, the car is worth something now to sell as a scrap metal. So before I crashed into it, it would sell for $35,000. Now it'll sell for $1,000. You don't say, I owe you, have to make out a check for $35,000 and I take the junk and I go figure out what I'm going to do with it. No, the hezek only was $34,000. Before you had an automobile that was worth $35,000. Now you have a piece of junk that's worth $1,000. So that's called shomer l'nezikin. I only owe you $34,000. But the gadol v'gazlan is not so. If I steal something and then it gets destroyed, I stole an automobile. Someone else crashed into it or whatever. And that was only worth $1,000. So I can't stick the nignav with this and say I only owe you $34,000. Shinu is koine. The ganav is kind of the piece of junk of the automobile. He has to make out a check for $35,000. That's what Shmuel himself said. In Shomen the ganav of Gazlan, I was Shomen the Nezikin. So you see that Shmuel holds that Shinui is kind of, and Abaye said that these five Tanayim, one of them is Reb Shimon Elazar, Shinui is not kind of. So how can Shmuel say, Alocha Reb Shimon Elazar, it's a stira. Ela la Abaye diyom, kikom, Reb Shimon Elazar, kasha, loikod, the loikodar, Shimon Elazar is one of the five Tanoim and says Shina is not Koine. Ma'ika lemeima, what's going on? How can it be that Shmuel Paskin is like a Shimon Elazar? And for the Gemara, Abai Masni Hacha, Abai had a slightly different wording in the Memra. Amr Abiyud Amr Shmuel, not halachic Reb Shimon Elazar. Amru, Reb Yudah says in the name of Shmuel that there are those who say that the din is like Reb Shimon Elazar. Amru v'leilo esfirale. There are those who say, whenever you say there is such an opinion, so usually it implies I myself don't subscribe to that opinion. There is such an opinion, but I don't agree. Okay, so the Gemara drayed out of this deal. I mean, it retains the identity.
Huh?
It still retains the identity. I don't know. So he says, yeah. We pass Kishina is kind of. So by us, things know we're not going to find it in Shulchan Aruch. We pass Kishina is kind of. Okay, what's the story with Shinoi? It's Koinim and Atar, Koinim and the Rabbanon. Bottom line is Koinim. So that's what the Gemara quotes now. Amar Abchei Barab, Amar Abdechon, Atar, Gzeil, and Shtanus, Chazeres, B'hinei. That even after Shinoi, it's not Koinim and Atar. I bim tami mishna seinu, but the whole beginning of the ninth parak says that Shinoi is Koinim. So he says, that's only Takonim and Rabbanon, then Takonim Sashovim. You don't want to discourage people from Ganovim, from doing tshuva. So you give him a break, so you say, if it was Nishtanel and Malyusin, it's worth much more money, so do a Hashava and you'll be able to keep all the extra money. If you were taking good care of it, you'd be able to keep all the extra money. Tregvig Marakasha, how can you say that it's only the Mishnah over here, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Mishnah is only a Takonim and the Rabbanim. Minatar, Shinui is not Koine. That machlok is we had in Perak Meruba, where the Shinui Koine is a Din Derais or a Takonim and the Rabbanim. So Rabbi Yechanan sounds like he holds that it's only Takana the Rabbanon. Greg Demar, how can it be? Me, I'm Rabbi Yechanan Hachi, that Shina Kain is only a din with the Rabbanon. If Nei Takana Sashovim to encourage Ganovim to give it back, so then Shina Kain should all be a din by Ganovim. It shouldn't be a din. The first sugi we had, Shina Kain is relevant. The topic is whether it retains its original identity or not. It's not only relevant by Ganovim, it's relevant by Peya, and it's relevant by and it's relevant to the din of Rashi's against. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Rabbi Yechon says we usually follow a Stam Mishnah that doesn't have any name in it. The Stam, there's a Stam Mishnah in Chulin and Perek Rashi's against where it has about the Shinui by the Rashi's against. So what are you going to say that there it's a Takon of the Rabbanim named Takonas Hashavah? No one did any aver that we're encouraging him to do tshuva. Just the question, are you chayv mereish tagez or not? So it says that Shina is kindness. So you see, it's a real din daraisa. If it will be a takana sasham, should only apply to Gan Rabbi. So the Gemara, and for the Gemara, one of the Amoraim said, Lidi b'farshim b'nei the Rabbi Yechanan. Someone said, I learned by Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael, and this is all the Talmud Bavli. So they have a steer in the two Rabbi Yechanans. So they happened to have an Eretz Yisodika Talmud who was floating around. Omaluhu Hahumi de Rabbanon. One of the Talmidim, Rabbi Yankif, his name was Rabbi Yankif. He had come from Eretz Yisrael. He said, I heard the Shir where Rabbi Yechon said the Shir. He was only talking about a case when it's a Shina Chazel Briyasa. Then it's only Koinim de Rabbanon. But if you have a Shina Shina Chazel Briyasa, then it's Koinim in Atairah. So the Mishnah in Perek Resh HaGez that applies the din of Shina Koinim even to Resh HaGez. And to that's talking Shina Shena Chazal Abriyosai, that's Menatayra. But it's Chazal Abriyosai, that's only Takana de Rabbanim, if not Takana Sashov, to encourage people to do true. So that's the whole Takana Sashovim. That's the whole Takana Sashovim, according to Rabbi Yechanan, that even though Shina Chazal Abriyosai is not kind of Menatayra, but with the Rabbanim, to encourage Ganom to do tshuva, so they said, let him be kind of even Shina Achaz Lebios. Then the Gemara quotes a Tosefta and Shvius. The very last line in Tosefta and Shvius. Mamish, the last price. The last din in Masecha Shvius, the last parak is about Kuzma. So the din of Shmitas Ksof. Kuzma is Takanas Hillel to avoid losing your Halvoa, Aide Shmitas Ksof. So the Mishnah is talking about the dinam of Shemitah's Tzon. So it says that if somebody owes me $1,000 and Shvius came to a close, so Shvius Mishamet is B'Seifah, So the Leiva won't bother to pay back the money. So the Mishnah says no. The Leiva should go back, should give back the money to the Malva anyway. If the Malva maid approves the book, of course the Leiva has to pay the money. If he doesn't pay the money, I'll call the police. I'll force him to give back the money. The Malva didn't make a approval. Still, the Mishnah says, that's the property. But then the Mishnah has a few more cases when it is Rosh Hashanah and when it's not Rosh Hashanah. In Kiddushin, the Gemara has one of those also a price about Rosh Hashanah. If I borrowed money from I borrowed money from a Nochri, and then he dies, and his children converted, so is it proper or improper to give back the money to the Yorshim? And Atar Gershon is Gak Kot and Shana Ladon, so they're not getting Yarsh. So is it Rocham Nechamen to give it back? So I think the Gemara says there ain't Rocham Nechamen, you should not. We're talking about when do you fulfill the Midas Chasidus and when not. So the last Tosefta says there, this is the Hagazlanim, Malvi Bibishach Ziru, if they gave back the money that they stole, hey, Mekabla Mehem, you shouldn't accept it. If they want to do tshuva, and they want to give back the money, so you should not accept the money. If you do accept the money, it's not right. The Chachamim frown upon it, then you shouldn't do it. So you see that that's a takana sashat. What do you mean? It's a din. It says what do you mean? You shouldn't accept it. The answer is that's a takana Chachamim in order of takana sasham to encourage the gazlanim to do tshuva. So that's along the lines of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan just says that if you have a shina chazul b'riyosa, minatar it's not kind of the rabban is kind of because of takanas hashavim. So the tosefta in the last tosefta in Shviyas has a whopper of takanas chachamim that you should really never accept back the money that the gazlan offers you. Pnei takanas hashavim. Am Rabbi Yechanan, may Rabbi nishnas mishnazu. This was instituted in the days of Rebbe. In earlier generations, there was no such thing that a ganav wants to do tshuva, you shouldn't accept it. This was a takana that was instituted by Rebbe. The Tanya, Maisa Bar Mech, Shpik Shlas, is tshuva. A guy was a gazlan, and the wife said, Reiko, idiot. And Mato, he said, tshuva, afilo avnaten sholcho. You have to give all your underwear, your clothing, your hat, your coat, your belt, everything. So, nimna v'lo yasa tshuva. So he decided, okay, it's impossible, I'm not going to do tshuva. So when the Chachamim heard about that, Bosa Shoam, Ragazan, Malvibrib, Shech Ziru, if they give it back, Game, Kabbalah Mehem, Kabbalah Mehem, Rucham, Nochem, Mehem. That's a Takonas Hashor. So here, all the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha. It says in all of Shas about collecting the money from the Gazlan. So how can it be that Rebbe made such a Takona? It's against all of Shas? How can it be? So the Rabbi Natam gives a suggestion which is not accepted lava. Rabbi Natam says that when Rabbi Yochanan says Bimei Rebbe Nishnas Mishnazu, he meant to say Lo Lefana V'lo Liachra, only during that period of time. In earlier generations you didn't have such a takana, and in later generations you didn't have the takana. That was only takana for that generation. Must have been a lot of ganovim. Rebbe wanted to encourage all of those Jewish ganovim to do tshuva. They made this takana, amnesty, whatever. Just in that door, and that's all. That's not, you look in Shulchan Aruch, that's not the accepted opinion. Ramam Shulchan Aruch. They don't accept this Rabbi in the town. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Ri Oymed, the second half of the Tosfos. That's how the Rabbi in the town parenthes all the steerers. How come all of Shas? It says that you do accept the payment from the Gana. So the answer is, all of the Mishnais were edited by Rebbe. They weren't written by Rebbe. He wasn't the author. He was the editor of the Mishnah. He was editing Mishnahs that were written in earlier generations. A Mishnah is Hayekodim Rebbe. Elisha Rebbe Sidrum. Rebbe just edited the Mishnah. So all the Mishnahs from the earlier generations, it says that you can force the Ganef to pay. When the Ganef pays, you accept the payment, right? The only kashas the Gemara is going to have against Rabbi Yechanan's memory are going to be from Brises that were written by Reb Chiya v'Rab Oshia, who were Talmidim of Rebbe. So they're describing what the din was. They wrote these Tosefta. So they're writing Ella Lekach, that's Rabbi Natam, so Lekach Lepach Kamen Ella Mibraises, that Avishayne Reb Chiya Shoy Talmid of Rebbe, Talmid of Rebbe, he's in Rebbe, Reb Chiya v'Rab Oshia are writing Brises, they're writing what the din is now in our generation. So that's what the Gemara says. How can it be? But Rabbi made a takana. They made Rabbi Nishan, so he made a takana for his generation that you're not allowed to take the money back from the gap. So that is what the Gemara's kashas. The Gemara's going to work on those. But the Gemara never asked for Mishnahis because in the earlier generations, Rabbi didn't author the Mishnahis, he edited the Mishnahis. Yeah, everybody agrees to that. The Rabbi edited the Mishnahis, didn't author it. That we all know the Mishnahis were from earlier generations. Dr. Belkin used to say years ago, the Rabbi, Shimon Bar Yochai didn't author the Zohar, he edited the Zohar. I don't know, he had some rights that the Zohar was written generations before of Shimon Bar Yochai. He said, like Rabbi edited the Mishnahis, Rabbi didn't write the Mishnahis, it was there from before, he just touched it up. They said the same is true with the Zohar. No. Anyway, so in Shulchan Aruch, they ignore this Rabbi in the time. The answer that they quote is the Ri. The Ri, I mean, the reason why there's no kasha from all the Mishnahis is, in the Mishnahis theme, they are talking about a person who once stole a little bit, basically has a parnasa, and he cheats a little bit here and there. He steals a little bit here and there. The Takanas Rebbe only was if the fellow is a full-time ganav. That's what he does for a living. Like the Braisa says, Maisa bar mechot, shebikish lasis tshuva, amar leish dereka, if you're going to do tshuva, afilo avne deil v'sholcho. How can it be afilo avne? He was a ganav. That's what he did by profession. He was a professional ganav. That was his whole parnasa. So that's the answer that's quoted in Mechaber. In Chosh Mishpat, in Chosh Mishpat. They quote the reasons. That's the ganze parnasa, the professional ganav. And the nizayne begezel beribus, and his parnasim bekar kol yemeiim. But if he does gzela once in a while, there's no takonis for him. That's what the mechaber quotes the reasons. The Rambam doesn't say like the Ri. Rambam gives a different teretz to all of it. Rambam just reads the Gemara kipshuta, but the Rambam's opinion. Usually Mechaber follows the Rambam word for word. Here the Mechaber follows the Tur. And the Tur quoted the Ri. The Rambam writes, it depends who initiated this giving back. If the it says, Bosa Shoh Amru HaGazlan Mali Rib Shehechaziru. If they volunteer on their own, they want to give it back, then in the Kaaba Mehem. But if we had to get the police to chase after them, we had to get the detective to find who they were. And finally, after we finally tracked them down, then he says, okay, I surrender. Here's all the money back. He wasn't prepared to give back on his own. The only then there's no takanas hashavim. Takanas hashavim is, if he's the one, the ganav is the one who initiates the tshuva. So we want to encourage him to go further. So we say that that we shouldn't accept the money. That's how the Rambam writes. If hechzira me'aleya, that's the simple reading of the Baisa, hechzira me'aleya. But if we had to chase after them, then not. But the Shulchan Aruch Paskin is like the Ri.
Without changing the mitzvah of tshuva?
They're not changing the mitzvah. They're trying to make it easier for these ganavim to do tshuva. The
Torah says that you're only mekayim tshuva if you do A, B, and C.
Yeah, they're making hefke bed and hefke. They're recommending that you shouldn't take it. They weren't really mafke it. They weren't really mafke the mamas. Just ein rachacham derech emenu. The Kabbal Mehem ain't Rachacham Dechemen. The Chachamim frowned upon that. It was a recommendation that they gave. We should understand on our own to listen to the recommendation of the Chachamim.
I'm saying, I don't understand why the whole Takana is so that the Ganav is going to do tshuva, but he's not doing tshuva.
He's doing tshuva, he's volunteering to give it back. So if I'm Moichel, so then his tshuva is good.
Ah, that's the trap because you're Moichel.
Yeah, if I'm Moichel. So the Tanaim recommended that we should all be Moichel. They didn't say it's an absolute din, you're not allowed to take it. They just said, Ein Racham Lo Echemenu, that's enough. We should understand on our own that if they frown upon this activity, so it's not the right thing to do. But he used to ask Rav Soloveitchik about the women's prayer group, so he didn't want to say that it was an issue. He just said he's not happy about it. He said they should understand on their own that if the Rabbanim are not happy, they shouldn't do it. People don't understand on their own, but that's what the Gemara has here. There are certain things that the Chacham didn't want to prohibit. They just said we frown upon it, and we encourage everyone to act in a proper way, that their actions should not be frowned upon. They should understand on their own, not to do things that are not right. You don't always have to ask it, really. That's how we accept, yeah. In Shulchan Aruch, that's the Ri's pshat. That's the accepted opinion. Only if Rav Parnassos, yeah. Okay. In this case, the chayte is niska, yeah. We have to encourage people to do tshuva. You have it in the United States also. No, those who were didn't go to the army, they were draft dodgers. The government didn't want to keep on chasing after them. They didn't pay. So they said, they're granting, whoever will hand themselves in by a certain date will grant them amnesty. So like over here. And today, in order to encourage people to be chayzer b'tshuva. That's what the Rabbi Natam says. All the kashas are going to be from Brises. Not going to be Brises written by Reb Chiya Raboshia Talmidim of Rebbe. Not going to ask kashas from Mishnais. So he asked the kasha from a Brise, from a Tosefta. Okay. The father was a loan shark. And when he died, he left millions of dollars. And much of his money came from Ribis. The children know the money is ribis. The children are not obligated to give back the money. That's adkan. That's the end of that price. So if you think about it, it sounds like inuhudalo. The children are not obligated to return the money. But the father is mukhiv to return the money. Then the Gemara quotes another price on the fourth wad line. Toshma, another price. Hagazlanim amalve biribis, afal pishigavu machzirim. Gazlanim, or people who lend biribis, even though they collected it already, nonetheless machzirim. How does that lashon? Hagazlanim afal pishigavu. Afal pishigavu reads well on malve biribis. Malve beribis, if I lend you $1,000 and I'm going to charge 25% interest and I have a document, you give me a document that says you borrowed $1,000 and 25% interest. So if I didn't collect anything yet, so mitzvah number one is if I didn't collect it, I should rip up the shtaks. That's number one. Rashi said you should be kareh b'shtak. Koshken loy govu de makarina l'shtar. Even though I collected it, it's a shen b'yevitz, I have the money in my pocket. So the Brises says you have to give it back. That's really Tosis points out. The last two Tosis in on the Amid, quoting Gemara and Bob Mitzia Dav Samam Beis. That's a machalik Rav Yechanan and his Talmud Reb Eloza, where the ribis kitzutz, the ribis deraisa, is yotze b'dayonim, reina yotze b'dayonim. If I lend you $1,000 and I charge 25% interest and you give me back all the money, pay back the keren and the ribis, so later on, if you ask for the ribis back, will Bezin force me to give you, to reimburse you the ribis or not? So that's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says ribis kitzutza eino yotze b'dayonim. You can't get it back. Once you pay the ribis for a farfal. And Rabbi Loza, the Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, says that ribis kitzutza, ribis deraisa, is yotze b'dayonim. The Bezin will force me to give it back. So the Gemara says there an interesting din in Pesach Halacha that usually whenever there's machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Loza, we say ein halacha ki talmid b'makom harav. Usually we pass on like Rabbi Yechanan against Rabbi Loza. We always pass on like the Rebbe against the Talmud till the days of Abai v'Ravna. Abai v'Ravna, the Eilof Tosis says, then we say hilchasa kebasroi. We pass on like the later Chachamim, because they took everything into consideration. They took into consideration the Rebbe Svar and the Svar of the Tzadchik and Egen, and they came up with whatever they came up. So here they didn't should really be like Rabbi Yechanan, based on the general rule that ein halacha ki talmid b'makom harav. So the Gemara says there in Bab Metzia, not so. Here halacha ki Rav Loza. Passing like Rav Loza, the rib is kitzutza, rib is deraisa, is yotze b'dayon. So the Gemara points out there that this braisa supports Rav Loza. It says malve b'ribis af pishigavu machzirim. That's this the braisa, and that's the previous braisa also. Nech lemadim moshal ribis. The children don't have to give back. The father, if the father would still be alive, father is mechayev to give back the ribis. So you see, from both brises, the brise the tosefta hinich lem aviim moshal ribis, and this brise, this is not a tosefta, this brise malbe ribis al pishigov mazirim. See from both of them that the din is like Rabbi Loza. Yeah.
So why do the children have to give it back?
Why don't the children have to give it back? So it says this price is quoted Lakaman Kuf Yud Beis Amid Aleph. So the Gemara says there on Kuf Yud Beis that question: if Ribis Kitzutz says Yotze B'Dayonim, why don't they have to give it back? What's going on? So the Gemara says it's based on the pasuk Al Tikach Miyut Neshach Risarbis. This is about 8 lines from the top where it says Vayikra Chafei. And Daf Kuf Yud Vei Samanal. The pasuk says Aptikach Mita Neshach Yisarbis. Then it says Biyareisa Me'alakecha Bechei Achicha Imach. So Bechei Achicha Imach is the mitzvah of ribis kitzutza yotzvadam, to return, to restore the ribis. So the Gemara says, the didei komazid le'rachmana. The Torah is telling this to the malva. The breila mazid le'rachmana. The Torah never told the children that they have an obligation to give it back. It's a mitzvah to give it back that's mutal on the malva who collected it. But the children were not the ones who violated the avera l'atikamito, so they don't have this mitzvah to give it back. For sure, if it would be upright gezel, they would have to give it back. Yeah. So that's why the Ritva says this is a raya shein alei tshuva. There is a machlekes harishayim and an Ebenezer. They quote the two opinions. Let's say I lent you $100 beribis, and I said at the end of the year I want to get back $110. At the end of the year, you give me a check $100. This here's the keren. Then you give me a $10 bill, and this is the ribis. I take the $10 bill. I'm a kaddish and isha. So is that $10 bill mine? Am I koina the ribis, except that I violated an aver? I wasn't supposed to do it, but I'm koina. What do you say? No, it's outright gezel. The Torah declares I have no right to take it, it's gezel. But I'm kaddish anisha, it's kaddish begezel, is any mekudeshes? But that's a machlokes in Ebenezer. The Beis Shmuel quotes the two opinions, and the Rishonim, machlokes the Rishonim. So the Ritva says, he doesn't understand, how can it be a machlokes? That this is a raishen alei tshuva. If it would have been gezel, and the malva dies, and the Yerushim have it, they would have to give it back. The fact that the Gemara says Lididei Azar Rachmana, Lebrei Azar Rachmana, it's a beferish right that it's not gezel. It's just that it's an aver to take it, and if you took it, you got to give it back. That's the pashtus, that it's not gezel. The Ramban counts it as one of the mitzvahs. Says the Ramban lists off what he counts the Taryak mitzvahs. So the Ramban disagrees with around 16, 17 mitzvahs, says, and he has to replace them with others, and he disagrees also about 16, 17 mitzvahs. Like says, say. And he replaces it with others. So one of the mitzvahs say that the Ramban was mechadish, that he puts in that he thinks the Rambam forgot, the Hashmatas, is v'cheach ich'imach v'hadalei k'hech d'nechi badoch hashavas ribis kitzutza, that you have to give back ribis kitzutza. So how come the Rambam taka didn't count that? So on the side of the Sefer Mitzvahs they have the biurim of the Megillah Sester. He always tries to defend the Rambam from the hasogas of the Ramban. So he says, no, the Rambam already counted the Heshev Isakzeva. And what does he have to count another time? It's the same old mitzvah, the Heshev Isakzeva. So the Avnei Nezer says, oh, this is a fundamental machlekes, what's the nature of the mitzvah of giving back the ribis? Is it the same old din, the Heshev Isakzeva? Means that the malva is not kaina? Oh, no, the malva is kaina, and it's a new mitzvah to give it back. Yeah. How can that be? There's a pellet. It's muchach from this Gemara. It's muchach from this Gemara that the Yerushim don't have to give it back. It's a problem. How can it be a shita achalakas? It's an often adin. Is the shiva nechosim to pay back the ribis? It's probably a milva alpeh. Not a milva bishar. A milva alpeh. A milva alpeh, you don't collect from the kuchas. Let's say like a mazik. A person is mazik, so it's a milva alpeh. You don't collect from the kuchas. Collect normally you collect from Yerushim. Over here in the Gemara says you don't collect from Yerushim. Yeah. Kuchas can't collect anyway. Yeah, here Tosis quotes. The Gemara there paskens like Rabbi Lozen. This machlek Zabiach and Rabbi Lozen, where the ribis ketzutzi is v'dayanim anah. So the Gemara says the din is like Rabbi Lozen because you have the two brises. One is a tosefta, and yichla maviyem moishal ribis. So that Tosef is the fairish like Rav Loza. And then the Brisa later, not a Tosef, the Malve Brivis Alfa Meshigov and Machzirim. Two Brises that support Rav Loza, that's a din. So what did Rabbi Yechon? We don't accept Rabbi Yechon's opinion. So what did Rabbi Yechon say? Rabbi Yechon is Itoisa from the two Brises. The Amorim knew all the Mishnayos. But they're not, Tosis points out. The Amorim knew all the Mishnah, but they're not mechayiv to know, it's not shaykh that you should know all the brises. Everyone has a different set of brises that's not shaykh to know. So he was a Tosis from the brises. So what was Rabbi Yechon's opinion? So Tosis said, how does the pasuk read? Atikach mita neshech v'sarbis v'yareisa me'alokecha v'chei achicha imach. What does it mean v'yareisa me'alokecha? Rabbi Yechanan says, Lamarahu dinitam, the Hishavim lai nitam. You should have Yira Shamayim, you shouldn't take ribis. And if you took the ribis, so you violated your Yira Shamayim. Yireisa melekecha. Aval the Hishavim lai nitam, you're not mechuyiv to return. That's the lashon that Rabbi Yechanan uses there above Metzia. So what does that lashon mean? Lamara nitam. So Tesis has a machlekes, the Rivan and the other Balea Tesis. The Rivan says, Lamara nitan. Who holds which way? I don't remember. The Rivan says, Lamara nitan, that Baba Lotz is Yudei Shamayim, you should give back. Even Rabbi Yechana holds that Ribis Kitzutza, Ribis Derais is called Kitzutza. Eino Yotze Bedayanim, the Bezim will not force me to give it back. But Baba Lotz is Yudei Shamayim, I should understand on my own that I should give back the Ribis. That's how the Rivan says, Lemoira nitan, hayores Hashem achar mi rosai. Should give it back on his own. But Loli Shavim Bezdin won't force me to give it back. Loli Shavim Alpi Bezdin. That's the Rivan. And Taisus is not happy with the Rivan. Taisus thinks when the Gemara is Muchach, when the Gemara Babin Sir Dav Saman Bez Muchach against the Rivan, that Rabbi Yechana holds that Ribis Kitzus Ein or Yotze B'dayanim, that Afila B'balat Zizidei Shemayim, you're not Muchayif to give it back. Often this machlekes, the Rivan and the Balei HaTosfos is irrelevant lahalacha because we don't accept Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. The Gemara says explicitly, there we pass like Rabbi Loza. So the Vilna Gaon writes over there, the Vilna Gaon there on the side of the Gemara, on the margin, quotes from the Rashba and a lot of other Rishonim. No, machlekes, the Rivan and the Balei HaTosfos is relevant in the case of Ribis Sheina Kitzutz. What about Ribis the Rabbanan? Ribis the Rabbanan, the Gemara says, Eina Yotze B'dayanim. So whenever it says Eina Yotze B'dayanim, doesn't mean Klum, even the Balas of the Shemayim not Mukhi, but they say no, like the Rivan. And the Yotzeb Dayan, the Dayan won't force you to give it back. But the Balas of the Shemayim should understand on your own that you should give it back. So in Shulchan Aruch, the accepted opinion is the Rivan. This Rivan, that Taisus is knocking the Kishkis out of this, the last two Taisus. Taisus rips apart the Rivan, they say it's against the whole Gemara there. So in Shulchan Aruch, that is the accepted opinion. How is it relevant? It's not relevant for Ribis Kitzutza. Ribis Kitzutza will be passed like Rab Lazar. That it is Yotze B'dayon. But the Machlegs, the Rivan, and the Balei HaTosfos is irrelevant by Ribis, Abak Ribis, by Ribis Eina Kitzutza, that the Gemara says, any Yotze B'dayonim. So is there a Midas Chasidus for Baal Lotz and Eshmaim? So we paskin, yes, that the Baal Lotz and Eshmaim should give back the Ribis Eina Kitzutza. So just quoting Shulchan Aruch, the Ramban writes in the Melchamis that there aren't just two categories, Ribis Derais and Ribis Derabot. There's one Ribis Derais, then there is more than one category of Ribis Derabot. One is called Abak Ribis, and there we paskin like the Rivan, that the Baal Lotz is in Eish HaMayim, you should give it back. And then there's another case that's called Nechzik Ribis. It looks like Ribis. It looks like Ribis, but it really isn't Ribis. So the Ramban writes in Melchamas, in Bava Metzia, in Paragraph Zeh, that there's a difference between Avak Ribis, Ribis de Rabbanan, and Mechzik Ribis. If it's only a Marisain of Ribis, that once he took it, you can't say that the Balaz and Ishmael is completely figured out. It's only Mechzik, it's only a Marisain of Ribis. The only time it's real Ribis de Rabbanan is if he really took Yosem and Aker. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah and the Pischit Shuvah discussed this, which cases of Ribis de Rabbanan are considered really Avak Ribis, that the Balaz and Ishmael should give back. In which cases a lower level of Ribis Derabbanan, that's only Mechzik Ribis, it's a Marisain, looks like Ribis, but it really isn't. So you're not allowed to collect it, but once you took it, you're not even Mechui B'Baal Lotz Yisidei Shemayim to give that. I think it says that So B'So is only Mechzik Ribis. So B'So means like this. Let's say, if I borrow $100, I'm Mechui to give back $100. If I borrow, the dentist borrows 5 ounces of silver from another dentist, the Nikar Adin is Bukhayif to give back 5 ounces of silver. If a farmer borrows 10 bushels of potatoes, Nikar Adin is Bukhayif to give back 10 bushels of potatoes. It's not that it's Bukhayif to give back the value of the silver at the time that he lent it, or the value of the potatoes at the time that he lent it. That's what the Chavos Das writes there in Hilchos Ribis. Rabbi Moshe has all tshuva about this also. He says the Chavos Das is right. Moshe didn't have too much money, but he understood the philosophy of money very well. Theory of money. Yeah, there's a lot of good children on money. He was philosophizing about money. So he says the Chavos Das is right. So it says in Chumash, you're not allowed to take Neshech Kesef, Neshech Choichel, Neshech Kol Davar Sheyishach. Why does it say that? Neshach Kesef, Neshach Rechem, Neshach Kol Dover. See, Chavis Das says, from this pasuk you see that whatever you lend them, that's what is mechuyev to pay back. If you lend them 5 ounces of silver, the din d'oraisa mechuyev to pay back 5 ounces of silver. If you lend them $20, it's mechuyev to pay back $20. If you lend them 10 bushels of potatoes, it's mechuyev to pay back 10 bushels of potatoes. That's kaveh what the carrot is. The Rabbanan, they made a din that we value everything, we estimate the value of everything by money. So if I'm going to lend you 10 bushels of potatoes today, and you're going to give me back 10 bushels of potatoes in another 2 months. The potatoes now sell for $1 a bushel. You're going to give it back in 2 months. It's going to be valued at $2 a bushel. So I mean, Atari gave back 10 bushels of potatoes. It's exactly the same. That is the carrot. But the Rabbanon, they said, no, since if you were to evaluate how much it's worth on money, it comes out that he's giving him more. So that's merzikirid. That's what the Rama says in Yoridei. That's called sov v'sov. If I lend you a bushel of chitim, and you pay me back 2 months later, another bushel of chitim, so Minatara, that is the exact carrot. So Midirabana, you're not allowed to do that. So not, it's not that Midirabana that's called Ribis Midirabana. It's Mechziki Ribis. It's a Marisayna Ribis. If you took it, Afilah Bavad Lo Sedeshmaim, I think the Ramah says there. The Sov Vesa Afilah Bavad Lo Sedeshmaim, not Mechuyif to pay back. That's based on a Melchamis and Bavim and Tzim.
There's a brother we had in Ayindalit, by the Yerushalmi. Very close. Who had the Mahavak Ribis?
That what?
But there's no fear about it.
The Vilna Gaon says, no chiv la sedei shamayim. If you hold like that, shita.
I don't
know, Giyos
there.
Ah, he quotes my place there. The Bukiyos of Chalik, yeah. The we pask in there. Kuv samach aleph is Hilchus Ribis, right?
Right.
That's what the Rishonim assume. Rishonim assume that there's an afkemina ledin in the machalik, the Rivon, and the Balei HaTosfos. Even though we don't pask like Reb Yechanan, we pask like Reb Loza. It's an afkemina by Avak Ribis. Right, that's the Bir Agro. He quotes the Rishonim. That's the Machlokes. The Rivon and Tosfos is relevant for Avak Ribis. Then the Rambam happens to hold. The Rambam's opinion happens to be that there's another category that's lower than Mechziki Ribis. There's Ribis Kitzutza, then there's Avak Ribis, the Rabbana. Then there's Mechziki Ribis. Then the Rambam holds that there's a fourth category, Haromas Ribis. Haromas Ribis is a Gemara in Bava Metzia. Let's say. That's it, Kiribis. Abak Ribis, once I collected it, I'm not going to have to give it back to Bezdin. The Bezdin's not Eile Yotzi B'dayyadi, but B'balot Sisidei Shemayim, I should give it back. I should understand I'm going to give it back. But if it's Sov V'Sov, that's a lower level, it's only Merzi Kiribis, it looks like Ribis, but it really isn't. Even the Rabbanon, it's not Yosem and Akeret. It is the Keret. I borrowed a bushel of grain and I give back a bushel of grain. So on the level of the rice, that is the Keret.
So why is that
mentioned? Because the bushel of grain, when you lent me a bushel of grain, is worth $1. 2 months later, when I give it back to you, a different bushel, it sells for $2. So it looks like ribis. It looks like I borrowed $1, I gave back $2. But it's only Merzi. So there the Ramo says, that's a Mohammed in his own Esha. He says, "Afilu b'avolos is eshmaim, you're not mechuyev to give him back the dollar, the extra dollar." And then the Rambam holds it's a different category of haromas ribis. Haromas ribis, the Rambam says, that's in the morning zel neshach. Haromas ribis, the Rambam learns, you're not allowed to set up such a system. But once you set it up, it's even permissible to collect it. What's the case of haromas ribis? You're coming and you're asking me for a loan. You want to borrow $100. I don't want to lend you $100 b'chinam. I want to get ribis, but I'm not allowed to take ribis. You're a Jewish person. I can take $100, put it in the bank, and I'll get interest. Why should I give it to you and not get any interest? But I'm not allowed to. So I'll say a false statement. I said, I don't really have $100. I'll give you $100 worth of svarim. I sell svarim. I write svarim. I'll give you $100 worth of svarim. And you loan me $100? Here's, you don't have any money. I give you $100 of swarm. I said, you'll sell the swarm, you get money. And you loan me $100. You sell it for more than $100. I'll sell it to you for $100. So you were very excited. Now you have $100 worth of swarm. I'm charging $100. And you're going to sell it. You're going to make $150, $200, whatever the merchant swarm is. then after I give you the $100 worth of svarim, so I say, oh, I just found that I have $90 in my pocket. I'll tell you what, rather than you schlep around, waste the whole day selling the $100 or so, I'll buy it back from you from $90. And I knew all along that I had to have pockets full of money, but I didn't want to lend you the money because I wanted to charge rivers. So here what I did was a clever shtick. I did a haramas rivers. I sold you svarim worth $100 and I bought it back from you for $90 to save you the tirch of wasting time. So the ma'isa, what happens? I lent you $90 and I'm getting back $100. But I didn't lend you. I made a mechira, and then I made a kinyan, and now you owe me the $100 from the original mechira. So the Rambam, what does that? Also losses came because of haramas rivers. So the Rambam writes on that din, it's also to set it up. But once you set it up already, then it's mutter to collect the $100 later. If I did set it up, it's mutter to collect. The Magen Mishnah quotes that not all the Rishonim agree with the Rambam. He says, I think the Rashbon, the Ramban disagree. They hold that it's the same as it's not allowed to collect. Not allowed to collect.
Is there any law in that case where you want to get back to the money? It's more than 6%. It's more than
the shush. Whatever, he knows what it's worth. It's not an issue, I know. Whenever the fellow knows what it's worth. I know it's when I fool the person into believing that it's worth more, worth less, whatever. He knows how much it's worth. But he's pressed for money, so he'd be happy to sell it back to me for the $90. His time is valuable also. He doesn't want to waste the whole day selling the svarim. So he'd rather sell it back to me for that. He would have been happy to borrow $100 payback, to borrow $90 payback $100 too, but it's an issur ribis, you're not allowed to. So here they made a dreidel. So that's called haramas ribis. That you're not allowed to set up. And the Rambam holds once he set it up, so it's mutter to collect. I don't know if the Rambam. I don't know if the Rambam holds more or four categories. Shulchan Aruch, they quote that there are three categories, there are possibly three categories of ribbis derabbanan. There's avak ribbis, mechziki ribbis, and lower down is haromas ribbis. Could be that the Rambam holds that avak ribbis and mechziki ribbis are the same. That's the Ramban in the Machamas made that distinction. Ramban doesn't hold from the Rambam's fourth category of haromas ribbis. Not all the Rishonim, probably no Rishonim hold that there are four categories. The Rambam came up with this new category of haramas ribbis. The Rambam probably holds that mechziki ribbis and avak ribbis are the same thing. Ramban is the one who writes in Muhammad that those are separate. He doesn't hold that haramas ribbis is a different category. But in Shulchan Aruch they quote that there are possibly three categories of ribbis there are one.
In this case, that means that he already gave the
smart
back for the 90.
Then he already, I already bought it back for 90. Then later, when it comes time, I can ask him to pay me back the full $100. So it turns out the nice. I gave $90 and I get back $100 because I did it with the dreidel. That dreidel, that's called a harama, a legal fiction. Instead of lending him 90 and charging him $10 interest, I sold him svarim for $100. I bought it back for $90. And now he owes me the $100. So the Rambam says that you're not allowed to set it up. The Gemara said is you're not allowed to set it up, but once you set it up, then you're allowed to collect it. There is a machloik, is that Gemara in Kuf Yud Beis Siman Aleph that says, L'didei Azar Rachmana, L'brei Loi Azar Rachmana. The Torah only requires that the Malva should give back the Rivis Kitzutz. So the Torah never said that the children should give it back. That Gemara is a pretty clear-cut indication that it's not Gezel, but it's really kind of Starke Raya, yeah. So there's a machlokes. I forgot already who the Prisha and the Taz or something in the other day, yeah. The Chosrudis, there's a machlokes. Yeah. What if the loive was toveya the malve before the malve died? The loive was toveya the malve. He said, "I want you to give me back my ribbis. I lent you $100, and you paid me back $110. So then you toveya me. You want me to give you back the $10, and then I die before I have a chance, before Bezna has a chance to make me pay." So that's a deal in Achrayna. Maybe then the Yorshim will be mechuyev to pay back. Because the Milbal Peh is Nigvis Minayorshim. some hold that when you say on Kufiyut Beis, the Yorshim are not mukhayif to pay back if there never was a tvi on the father. But if there was a tvi on the malva while he was alive, and then it became nischayif to pay back the ribis, so once he was nischayif and he dies, so it's like a milva pez government of Yorshim. It is nikvis men of Yorshim. And the other achrayim disagree. They say that's ridiculous. What does it depend whether there's a tvi or not a tvi? Ribis kitzutza yotzeh b'dayonim, even if there weren't any tvi. He's mechuyev on his own. I know that I charged the ribis. I know on my own I'm mechuyev to give you back. So if I die, you should say the Yerushim have to pay. So the answer is no. The pasuk says, "I'll take mito." The chiyach yichimach only the day as rachman lebeis rachman. How does it make it any worse if there was a tvi? The chiyev to pay back the ribis kitzutza is the same with a tvi or without a tvi. And if there's no tvi, it says lebrei boyaz rachman. The children are not mechuyev to give back. See, if there's a tvi, it doesn't make it any stronger. That's a double machlekes achrenim. Some achrenim hold that the chiyuv to pay back the ribis only gets off the ground, only is initiated if there's a tviya on the part of the loive. Because man does not tviya on the part of the loive, even though the malva knows that he took the ribis and he feels bad. The loive is not religious, and then the malva became a bal tshuv and he feels bad. He's in mechuyev on his own to pay back the ribis. That's a machlekes achrenim. So some achrenim hold the chiyuv to give back the ribis only is initiated once there's a tviya sa loive. And once there's a tvias aloyve b'chai hamalve, then it's like milval pe government ayorshim. So then, if the malve dies, then the yorshim would have to pay from the assets that they got b'yerusha. That is, if they didn't get b'yerusha, they don't have to pay any chayvus of the pan. So that's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. So again, so the Gemara quotes this. They're asking Akasha, how can Rabbi Yechanan say the May Rabbi nishnis mishnezu at takonas hashovim? That if they want to give back the money, you shouldn't accept it. Here it's Beferish Raket. It says, Inich lemaviyem moshal ribis, enachayav lahachzir, inuhu deloi hoaviyem chayv lahachzir. So why is the father chayv lahachzir? What happened to the takonas hashovim? And for the Gemara, truth in the matter of bedinu, the aviyem nami enachayv lahachzir, because of takonas hashovim. Well, diktoni b'ditu, so why does the Bryce only mention with respect to the children? No, because the Braisa, the Tosefta, and Bav Metzia wants to bring out the next line. Mishum de kabayla misni seifin nech lamaviyem par vitalis kado hamsuyam. The father has millions of dollars in bank accounts. He became wealthy through charging ribis. Then the children are not mechuyev to pay back the ribis. But what if every time he made a halvoa, they gave him a Persian rug that's hanging on the wall, the ribis, and he gave him a gigantic silver menorah. They gave him a shas ribis. He has a dava hamasuyim. Every time they paid ribis, they gave a specific thing. Not stam money, and he put the money in the bank and shine in the bank, where he put it. Put where he didn't have a bank. Puts the money in his mattress and shine the money's in the mattress. No, so if there's a dava hamasuyim, so then mishum kvod avim the mukhayif to give it back. Chayom lahasen. So that's why the brisa. That's why the Braisa writes this story, Legabi the children, and not Legabi the father. Legabi the father, Taku, also you don't take back the money because of the Takana Sashab, Rebbe's Takana. But it's written by the children, Mishum de Kaboy Lemisne Seif, if he left the Dov Amsuyim, you have to give it back, Mishum Kwe Rabbi. Then the Gemara asked the Kasha, the Sefer doesn't make any sense at all. What does that mean? There's a din of Kibbutz. My father was a murderer, my father killed someone. And he stole his golden watch. He cut him up to pieces and he stole his golden watch. And he hangs the golden watch on the wall. So it's a mitzvah, keep it up. After the police put my father in prison and he dies after 50 years, so I have to give back the watch because of keep it up. What kind of keep it up? The father was a Russian. He murdered someone, he stole his watch. What kind of keep it up is that? Nasi b'yamcha loisor is not talking about kibbutz. It's talking about cursing the melech. Nasi is the melech, apostle the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Nasi, the Rambam writes that Nasi b'yamcha loisor includes both the melech and the Rosh HaSanhedrin. Rabban HaChumash is not sure, because the Gemara says that that Soyer Nasi, Asher Nasi Yechto, it says in Parshas Vayikra, if the Nasi is Mechal Shabbos B'shogeg, he doesn't bring Kizbo Yisira. He brings a Soyer, so the Gemara says in Hervias, that special din only applies to the Melech, doesn't apply to the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So the Ramban Chumash writes, he's not sure. That Gemara in Hari is meant to say that the Rosh HaSanhedrin is never called a Nasi, or only in that din. The Parsha Psoya Nasi brings a special Chatos. Only over there the Rosh HaSanhedrin is not included, because the Pasuk says, Hashem Nasi Yechto, I forgot the Loshin and Vayikra. It says, Mishain Lamailamenu, El Hashem Elakov, Yotzeze Shesh Malamenu. The only one who is the top man in the government is the Melech. The Rosh HaSanhedrin is still below the Melech, as far as Kofuf to the Melech, as far as Sarar is concerned. So that's the Loshon HaGemara in Hari, is that the Rosh HaSanhedrin, Rebbe asked Reb Chiya. Rebbe was the Rosh HaSanhedrin, but he wasn't the Melech. So he asked Reb Chiya, his Talmud, Gagon Anoa Mahu B'Soyer, would I ever be chayv to bring a Soyer if I would be Mechal Shabbos B'Shoyi? So Reb Chiya answers, no, because it's only Misha Enam Alohimenu El Hashem Elokov, based on the Loshon HaPasuk, Hashem Nasi Yechto L'Hashem, something like that. So the Ramban HaChumash writes, he's not sure. Maybe that drasha only applies to Soyer Nasi, doesn't apply to Nasi B'Yam Chaloi Soor, or maybe it even applies over there. And the Raman quotes from a Braisa. The Raman quotes a Braisa like that from the Mechilta the Rashbi, I think. He quotes a Braisa, Mechilta Rabbi Shmo, that if a person is a Rosh HaSanhedrin, then he's included in Nasi B'Yam Chaloi Soor. So the Pasuk over there is talking about Mekalal Melech and Mekalal Rosh HaSanhedrin. It's not talking about Kibbut Aviyen. But the Gemara extrapolates from that Pasuk. We darshan from there that the mitzvah should be in Adam HaChaveira only apply if the other fellow is an Oysa Maisa Amcho. If it's an Oysa Maisa Amcho, the dinim don't apply. An Oysa Maisa Amcho is not observant. He's not observant. So the Gemara says, Memela, there's no mitzvah of Kibbut Av. There's no mitzvah keep it up if the father was a balaver. That's the famous machlek is the Rambam in the Tur. The Rambam writes that the mitzvah keep it up applies even if the father, whether the father was religious or not religious. Still a mitzvah keep it up. Afilo aviv rosha is a mitzvah keep it up. And the Tur argues with the Rambam. He says the Rambam is against this Gemara. Gemara said the Feirish on the last narrow line and the first wide line. And if nekvod avim chayavim lahachzir, what kind of keep it up? Rikikai nasi biyamcha loisa baisa maisa amcha. So the Gemara answers it. So don't you see before from the Gemara that there's no mitzvah of Kibbut Av whenever the father's a Rosh? So how does the Rambam? So the Yoreh Sameach has a marker for the Rambam. Where did the Rambam get his idea? Usually the Rambam writes Yeroyalim, if it's something original. Otherwise he's only going to write it then if he's quoting directly a source. Not always quoting a Bavli, often quotes a Yerushalmi, a Tasefta, a Mechilta de Rashbi, something. Shuvas HaGoyim is quoting something. Where is there a source that says that there's a din of Kibbut Av even of Yivrosha? So the Yosemech has an offering Gemara in Perpes Sarimar that says the famous that there is a din of Kibbut Av even of Yivrosha. A very strong Haichocha that like the Rambam. So yeah, but what does the Rambam do with this Gemara? This Gemara contradicts the Rambam. So in the classical Lachrainim, they have two suggestions. So one suggestion is that there's a difference between Kibbut Av Michaim and Kibbut Av Lachamisa. The Rambam says the Kibbut Av, while the father is alive, even applies to Aviv Rosh. Here the Gemara is talking, the father died. Inech lamaviyim, Moishal Rib, his father died. So Kibbut Av is mechab de mechaim, mechab de lacham also. There is a mitzvah Kibbut Av even after he dies. But the nature of the mitzvah changes then. So then it only applies if the father was not a Rosh. If the father was a Rosh, it doesn't apply. Nehechetesa, what is a source to distinguish? What could be a source to distinguish between Kibbut Av mechaim, Kibbut Av lacham isa? So the Marsham has a sefer Das Torah on Yeridei. Or is on the whole Yeridei. Mar Mekoymes, Pekiy is Dika Mar Mekoymes. So he has a whole kuntres from his brother, who was also Galatiana Bucky. So also has a fantastic Mar Mekoymes. And in the Horus of the brother, he has a Hori, quotes, there's a Yerushalmi that says Befeirish like that, and he gets the Melech. That you have to be Mechab the Melech, even if the Melech is a Rosha, while he's alive. But after he dies, if he's a Rosha, then there's no mitzvah kvod amelach. How do you know while he's alive you have to be mechaber him? So it says Eliyahu Navi was running in front of Achav. He was mechaber him even though he knew he was an Ovid Avodah Zarah. He was running in front of the chariot. So Achav was the Yodua that he was a Melech Rosha. It's not because he was afraid he's going to kill him. Eliyahu Navi wasn't afraid of anybody. You see from that, the Rama quotes that. You see from that pasuk that you have to be mechabed the melech even if he's a rosh, because man is alive. But after he dies, the Gemara says, who is it? Chizki. One of the malachim. Shigir atz mesavet val mita shol chavolim. Chizkiyo pulled his father's dead body. So Rashi asks on that Gemara, how could Rav Azza, his father, it was Kibarav, and his father was a melech? So he says, Ein oisam ha'samcha. Ein oisam ha'samcha. So the din of Kibarav doesn't apply, and the din of Kveir ha'melech doesn't apply. So the Yushalmi draws the contrast between Mechaim, Malach ha'misa, and Menegeit the melech. Mechaim, you have to be Mechaber, and Malach ha'misa, here in the yeshiva years ago, they had a big reception for Ben Gurion. So Rabbi Soloveitchik and Dr. Belkin walked with him into the auditorium and had him go first, whatever. So that was while he was alive. After he died, Rabbi Soloveitchik didn't mechaber him. The mitzvah is the one who's the head of the Jewish people. Rabbi Soloveitchik wasn't afraid of Ben Gurion, wasn't afraid he's going to hit him. So if he's the melech, so you have to be mechaber him, even if he's a melech rosha.
He won't be mechaber, but cover of Malchus when he's alive is societal, that it's gonna mess up all society if you're not machabed.
Okay. That could be the beer, yeah, but Kibbut Aviyim could be that it's a different beer. Could be by Kibbut Aviyim. That's what some say. The deal that the Menachas Chinuch and the Maharam Shik discuss, what's the nature of the mitzvah of Kibbut Aviyim? Is it a mitzvah Shabbanadim Lachadeiro? Out of Hakaras HaTayv, the parents brought us into the world, they educated us, they took care of us, they diapered us, and so on. So therefore, out of Hakaras HaTayv, we should be mechaber them. Or is it really a mitzvah Shebein Adam LaMokem, as the Gemara says in Kiddushin, whoever is mechaber the parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is invisible. So you can't show cover to the Rebbe Shlomo. So if you mechaber your parents, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if you are mechaber him. Because Shlosh Shutvim Yesh Ba'Adam, he's the hidden partner in the family. So if one is mechaber the parents, it's considered as if they were mechaber the Rebbe Shlomo. So the Menachas Chinuch writes, he's not sure what the nature of the mitzvah of Kibbut Av is. Is it Ben Adam LaMokem, or is it Ben Adam LaChaveiro? So it could be that it's both. It could be that it's both. So the Chiyuv in Ben Adam LaChaveiro only exists kol zman the other person is alive. After the person is dead, there ain't no Chaveiro. He's not there. So there is no, there's no Shibud LaMesim. You can't have a Chiyuv Ben Adam LaChaveiro to a dead person. If there's a din Mechabda LaChamoso, that's clearly a din of Ben Adam LaMokem. So Ben Adam LaMokem, by being mechaber the parents, that's considered indirectly a method of being mechaber the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's if he's a partner, that the Ribbono Shel Olam is proud of the partnership. If the father was an Adam Rasha, because money's alive, there's a din Ben Adam Machavero, you have to be mechaber him b'chayot. Lachamoso, the whole din of Kibbut Av is only because he's a shutif with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is proud of such a shutif, that by mechaber the father, that's an indirect way to be mechaber the Ribbono Shel Olam. So it doesn't look like a bal avera. Doesn't look like a shutaf of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that's one way to explain the Rambam. That the Rambam holds with the Gemara and Sanhedrin that there's a din of Kibbut Av while the father is alive, even to a Rosha. And this Gemara that says there's no Kibbut Av because ain't a isam isamcha, that's lachamoso. There's no steer. And others say a different teretz. If I'm not mistaken, I think the Nitziv and the Meroi Meisode on Yizal Neshech, this is on the first daf in Yizal Neshech, daf Samar Beis. I think the Netziv gives a different answer. He says, no, forget about Mechaim Lachamoso. That's not the answer. The Gemara is talking over here, my father was a murderer and he stole from people. So it's a mitzvah to keep it up, I should cover up. Well, can I keep it up? He was a balaver in this area. So what do you mean to cover up on the fact, I'll be embarrassed? I don't want to be embarrassed. Okay, so if I don't want to be a bad, everyone should say he got rich because his father was a gangster, murderer, and so on. So it's a different story. But to say that I'm Muchi Matam Kibbut Av, he violated that Avera. So what kind of Kibbut Av I should cover up on that Avera? It doesn't make any sense. So that's what the Netziv says. Because there's a big Shaila in this din of Ein Oisem Maisa Amcha. How serious an Avera does one have to do that is labeled as an Ein Oisem Maisa Amcha? L'may nafkemina, so it's a chapsa nafkemina for avelus. There are more rights in Yeridei and Hilchos Avelus that the parents can be moichel on the Yud Beis Chodesh, but they can't be moichel on the Shiva and Shloshim. Because Yud Beis Chodesh is owned by Yavu V'Imo, so that shows that that's only Kibbut Av, so Kibbut Av lends itself to Mechil. And Shiva and Shloshim is by all the relatives, so that you can't be moichel on. So Rabbi Kivega on the bottom of the page says, the way we pass from Halacha, you should even be able to be Moichel on the Shiva and the Shloshim also. Why? The issue is whether Shiva Shloshim is out of Kavod Abrius in general, or Kavod Abrius to this particular person. So if it's Kavod to this person, and then he says, I'm Moichel, so Nishti is Nishti, he's Moichel on his Kavod. So Which is it? Is it covered for this person particularly, or is it covered abris in general? So that's the machloike. It's a big. There's a stira. The shachan is a stira between two simonim. In Yerideya, is there a mitzvah of avelus if the person who died was absolutely not religious? The Mishnah Sanhedrin says if he's from the Haruge Bezdin, Bezdin put him to death, then it says they don't observe avelus. The children don't observe avelus. You observe avelus when it was a tragedy that the person died. But it's not a tragedy. The din is we brought him to Bezdin. The Torah said we brought Bezdin, we're supposed to give him a death penalty. So he did what we're supposed to do. That's not a tragedy. Rav Shalom said he wants him dead. He wants him dead and not alive. So then for sure you don't observe avelus. So others say, no, that's not the only reason why, because it's not a tragedy. If the guy got Mises Bezdin, obviously he's Ein Oysa Mais Amcha. And Ein Oysa Mais Amcha is not only Chayvi Mises, Chayvi Krisis also. Anyone who violates any Avera Chamura. Gemara divides Averis, the Rambam beginning in Hilchos Tshuva. The Gemara also divides the Averis into two categories, Kalis and Chamuras. So whoever violates one of the Chamuras, either Mises Bezdin or Krisis, is called Ein Oysa Mais Amcha. Guy is a professional ganav. I remember there used to be one of the balabatim used to learn here every day in the shul. He used to have mincha and ma'ariv and learn mishnayos in between. So one of the balabatim, he was a religious man. He looked like he was retired, but never knew what he did for a living. He died. And then after the shiva was up, his son and his daughter both bought homes in Munster. He had a lot of money. He didn't know where did he get it. What did he do for a living? He was retired. Turned out that he was a smuggler. That was his panos. He used to go abroad and smuggle. And when he smuggled whatever, diamonds or whatever he smuggled in, that was enough for a whole year long. He used to daven and sit and learn. Once or twice a year he had to go to work. So the shaila was, do you have to observe avelus for a guy like that? A guy's a professional ganav. Professional ganav, we know he's a ganav. We didn't know, but if a person knows that the person that died is a ganav, so there's a steer in Shulchan Aruch. So one simon says you do observe avelus, one simon says you don't observe avelus. He's in Euchel Treifus. Everything else he observes, Euchel Treifus. So he's having an affair with someone else's wife. That's it. He does some avelus. So some pastors say, oh, having an affair with someone's wife, that's chamuris. So chamuris is Ein Oysa Mais Amcha. The others say, even kalas is also, you see, from this Gemara. Ah, a guy talks Lashon Hara once in a while, it's a different thing. But a guy kavua, this kavua, he's a mumer to this. He's a mumer to gneva. That's how he makes a living. He's a mumer to gneva. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a stirah, whether that's called Ein Oysa Mais Amcha. So the Gemara said beferish, that one who takes ribis is Ein Oysa Mais Amcha. That's not from the chamuras. Ribis is not from the chamuras. How can it be an opinion that only chamuras makes a person into Ein Oysa Mais Amcha? Don't you see in the Gemara, even kalas also? So unless you say like the Netziv said, no, this Ein Oysa Mais Amcha Ligmar means there's no din of kibud av that I should be mechuyif to cover up on the avera that my parent did. That was his avera. I'm embarrassed out of self-respect. I don't want to be embarrassed. I want to get rid of the dav hamsi. But you can't say mishum kibud av if the father wasn't embarrassed. This is what he did for he did the averas before hesia. So some say that's the pshat. That's not the Netziv says. It's not the general din of Ein Oysa Mais Amcha. It's a local svara. The children are not mechuyif to cover up in the averus of the father. Okay, maybe tomorrow we'll continue.